Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
It's the 62nd annual production sale of Mr. Herford's, Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale. Coming Saturday, February 4th, 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, 75 Hereford and Angus heifer pairs, and heavy breeds. The sale happening February 4th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch, Slapout, Oklahoma. Attend the sale in person or check it out on dvauction.com. Catalog and videos at dvauction.com. Call Van Mester for more information, 580-552-1555. The Master Ranch Production Sale, Saturday, February 4th.
Herbicide-tolerant iGrowth sorghum hybrids from Alta Seeds paired with the weed-fighting power of Imaflex herbicide from UPL isn't just the first non-GMO herbicide-tolerant sorghum production system in the U.S. After two seasons and over 500,000 acres, it's the best in the industry. And that reputation is earned where it matters most, in the field, fighting sorghum's toughest grass and broadleaf weeds and boosting yield potential under the harshest conditions. Bring the best to your sorghum acres. Visit sorghumpotential.com.
Well, at the Oklahoma Cattlemen Association's 2023 winter policy meetings, senior farm and ranch broadcaster Ron Hayes got the chance to visit with the executive director of the Oklahoma Medical Marijuana Authority, Adria Berry, about all the latest things marijuana related in Oklahoma.
There is a lot of marijuana in Oklahoma, more supply than demand, I'll say that. We have far more than we need here in Oklahoma, and that goes back to how it was legalized with State Question 788, and we're still just trying to wrap our arms around it.
Berry said there are currently 7,000 grow operations in the state of Oklahoma. Because marijuana is a federally illegal product, Berry said it is not legal to ship marijuana from Oklahoma.
We've staffed up this year. We have 89 compliance inspectors across six regions in Oklahoma now.
The moratorium on new licenses started back in August of 22.
We can't really say just yet because we did have quite a rush on new applicants right when the moratorium started, and we are still processing those applications. We had about 2,600 applicants right when the moratorium started in August, but we'll be able to see it all even out pretty well soon enough. The moratorium on new licenses will go through August of 2024, so of course that will even out soon enough.
Listening to Oklahoma cattle producers throughout the policy meeting, Berry said they gave her some perspective on what many Oklahomans experience with the marijuana industry.
I still think it's a little bit Wild West. I hate to say it, but it still is. I think we've still got a little ways to go. I would hope people are being better neighbors, but the horse was let so far out of the barn, it doesn't get put back in this quickly, but we are working on it.
On March the 7th, if voters vote yes for recreational marijuana in Oklahoma, the OMMA will be in charge of all things recreational marijuana related going forward. Well, the top members of the Senate's Finance Committee sent a letter to the White House asking the administration to pursue enforcement action against Canada and Mexico under the USMCA. Inside Trade says they're concerned about where Canada and Mexico aren't complying with the agreement's rules, especially around energy and agriculture. Ron Wyden and Mike Crapo, the top Democrat and Republican on the committee, sent the letter saying the office of the USTR must continue pursuing full implementation and, where necessary, robust enforcement of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. They also noted that the PAC's full potential remains unrealized. Wyden and Crapo highlighted the current dispute with Mexico over its policy regarding GMO corn imports, as well as Canadians' failure to comply with the rules regarding tariff rate quotas on dairy products. The U.S. recently requested dispute settlement consultations for a third time regarding Canada's dairy policy. U.S. and Mexican discussions recently continued last week. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to OKMediation.com. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.